This is Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Clay Masters. Governor Terry Branstad's plan to privatize parts of the state's Medicaid system is moving forward. Medicaid is the health care program for low-income Iowans that represents more than $4 billion in state and federal spending. The Department of Human Services estimates privatization will save about $50 million in the first 6 months. The Branstad administration says savings will come from avoiding duplication of services and offering better preventative care. But Senate President Pam Yoakum, a Democrat from Dubuque, has concerns.
First of all, I don't think the plan was very well thought out yet. Too much, too fast. And I think all of us have been trying to do a lot of research ever since his plan was unveiled on what's happened in other states that have attempted to do this.
I sat down with Senator Yoakum in her Capitol office to discuss her concerns. She points to Kentucky. That state is not renewing contracts with private providers and is instead asking for new requests for proposals. Yoakum says lawmakers have received advice from Kansas about keeping case managers who work with families separate from the private companies managing the care.
Let me tell you a little bit about what a case manager is, because I have a daughter with severe intellectual disabilities, and her case manager's name is Chris. She has been a part of our family for 16 years, since Sarah was 21. And Chris is the person who helps us navigate that Medicaid system. She's the one that sits down with all the providers in the community, and myself and Chris and providers, we come up with Sarah's annual plan. And then she holds them accountable.
The Branstad administration says they're not changing the types of services available through Medicaid. Just the program will now be administered through private companies, which will save money. Yoakum says the state already started revamping its health care system under the Affordable Care Act, and that system still needs time.
So we are already beginning to change that health system through the Affordable Care Act, through the SIMS grant, through health homes and medical homes. All of those new ideas are right now in this state, and they're still in that infancy stage.
Lawmakers are still figuring out an overall budget after passing a commercial property tax cut 2 years ago that's expected to cost $262 million for the next budget year. So some are wondering, where's the money for Medicaid going to come from? I asked Yoakum if she regrets that property tax cut vote and the pickle it put this year's budget in.
The state's finances really are not in a pickle. We do have growth, good growth in our state budget, about 5.5% growth. The issue has been the governor and the Senate are on the same page in terms of what is the actual revenues available to invest in our people and our state. The House has a very different way to calculate, and not one that fits our current law.
Is there an alternative to privatization of managed care that you're eyeing? What's an alternative?
I don't know if we have a good alternative plan right now, other than the fact that we have put all of those other reform measures in place in the healthcare system, and we just haven't given them time to work yet. And I believe we need to do that, because we have made a lot of changes in the last 2 or 3 years.
All right, Senator Yoakum, thanks so much.
You're very welcome, Clay. Nice to have you.
That's Senate President Pam Yoakum, a Democrat from Dubuque. And I should say here, ultimately, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services will need to approve the final plan for any kind of privatized Medicaid system. I'm Clay Masters. This is Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio.